Hello, Riderflex Nation. Steve Urban here again with some more career advice for you. And today, an interesting topic. When is the appropriate time to rat out your boss? I want to give you my thoughts on it and give you some vision around how I've followed that rule in my own career. For the most part, I'd say 99.9% of the time, I haven't and wouldn't recommend ratting out your boss for anything. Here are my reasons. First of all, none of us are perfect. We all have mistakes. We all have weaknesses. There's things we could all do better, especially as supervisors and especially as young supervisors. You're going to make mistakes and you're not perfect, and I wouldn't expect for your boss to be perfect. So for the most part, I've followed the rule that I don't rat out my boss for anything. And I think that has helped my career, and I want to encourage you to do the same, because most of the time, if you go around your boss's head or go tell your boss's boss about something they did, it's just not going to look good. Even if you think it's going to help, most of the time it doesn't. First of all, it creates a giant gap now between you and your direct supervisor. He'll probably never trust you again. And your boss's boss will probably think, gosh, why are you bothering me with this? We're trying to run the business. Why are you ratting him out because he left early last Friday? So for the most part, I'd recommend not doing it. Now, I want to share a personal story with you. The one time in my career I've actually ratted out my boss, one time, and by the way, I'm 50 years old, so I've had a very long career. There's one time where I thought it was appropriate. I had a supervisor that was at a after-hours company function. It was at a bar. There was obviously alcohol involved and males and females there, and this supervisor proceeded to say very inappropriate things to the females at the location. It was so bad that even the males were embarrassed and caught off guard. Female employees actually left the bar that night crying. It was pretty bad. And I won't go into some of the specific things he said, but very, very inappropriate things. So much so that everybody around knew that he had stepped way, way over the line, and there were probably going to be consequences. I got a phone call from Human Resources and Loss Prevention the next day and asking me about what happened, and I told them. And I thought that was the one time in my career where somebody had truly stepped over the line and you needed to say something. And so that's the one time I've ratted out my boss for something. And of course, that person was fired. But for all the little stuff, right, I just wouldn't recommend it. Okay. For maybe the way they manage a meeting or something small, you know, for the most part, I would just stay away from it. Now, if there's theft involved or there's sexual harassment involved or something huge, right, they're costing the company $1 million and something they've done, you know, the big giant things like that, I think that's different. But the small stuff, the petty stuff, I'd let that go. Their boss is probably going to recognize it anyway. You don't need to rat them out for it. And I would encourage you to stay away from it. So that's my general advice on the topic. I know most of you ask yourself whether or not that's appropriate as you advance through your careers. It's an interesting conversation, and we could probably do a bunch more podcasts on it. But that's my Riderflex tip of the day. As always, folks, you can call into our corporate office or email us with confidential questions, and we'll help you in any way we can. Our podcast can be heard just about anywhere: iTunes, Google Play, Anchor FM, etc. Visit riderflex.com to learn more about us. Thanks a lot for listening, and have a great day.